Oasis Audio presents On This Holy Night by Max Lucado, John Maxwell, Jack Hayford, Bill Hybels, David Jeremiah, and Rick Warren. Read for you by Maurice England. Introduction. Christmas, for most of us, is a time of festive celebration. It's an occasion for renewing precious friendships. It's an opportunity to reminisce about days gone by. It's a great excuse to eat too much, sing too loudly, and spend more money than we should. Christmas can stir up intense and complex feelings, both pleasurable and painful, that sometimes take us by surprise. And for Christians, Christmas is a time of awe and reverence and wonder, when the timeless story of Christ's birth is once again read from the Gospels for all the world to hear. Some of the most cherished Christmas joys are found in family traditions that link one year to another with the harmony of favorite carols, the sparkle of familiar ornaments, and the time-honored rites of gift-giving. Year after year, decade after decade, we delight in seeing the same front yard holiday decorations on the same neighborhood streets. We are thrilled at the reappearance of well-worn downtown Christmas lights and garlands. We are cheered when the church sets up its venerable nativity scene, angels, shepherds, wise men, and all. But the very familiarity of Christmas sometimes causes us to overlook the most vital expressions of what should be a meaningful season. We have listened to the words of the great Christmas hymn so many times since childhood that we sometimes fail to appreciate their eloquent poetry. We have heard 100 times about Mary and Joseph's long, weary trek from Nazareth to Bethlehem, but we haven't always stopped to remember just exactly how and why it happened. We've almost memorized the Bible story. We've sung the carols, we've hung the holly, and we've roasted the turkey. When it comes to Christmas, we've done it all. And yet, somewhere along the way, we may have lost touch with what happened on that holy night. The heart of Christmas itself. With that in mind, this unique and priceless collection has been titled On This Holy Night, The Heart of Christmas, in hopes that, through its message, we can once again feel the pulse and experience the energy of a miraculous story that transfuses new life into all who will truly listen. In the pages that follow, 6 of America's most beloved communicators share their favorite Christmas messages. Their words gently remind us of the beautiful, the inspirational, and the profoundly spiritual facets of Christmas we may have begun to overlook. They offer life lessons we may have forgotten. They provide us with priceless faith perspectives that are sometimes eclipsed by the gleam and glitter of earthbound gifts. Each of these authors offers a wealth of insight, a penetrating understanding of God's Word, and an extra measure of storytelling skill. John Maxwell asks a question that carries us far beyond the manger and the distant hills of Palestine and leads us all the way back to our own little corner of the world. What do you do when you follow a star and find a stable? Yes, it happens to everybody once in a while. And as we ponder, we find inspiration, for there are some very wise and wonderful ways to deal with the stables in our lives. This is a message for those of us whose dreams, perhaps even Christmas dreams, have not been fulfilled, at least not in the ways we'd hoped. Bill Hybels takes us on a tour of our local nativity scene and encourages us to look with new vision upon the familiar elements there. He suggests that we lift our eyes heavenward to the star, that we take an extra moment to gaze at the stable, and that we allow God to speak to us as we peer into the manger. In the all-too-familiar surroundings of the Christmas scene, we come to a renewed understanding of God's grace, and our hearts are touched with gratitude. Max Lucado helps us to reflect upon the life of Jesus' adoptive father, and he invites us to walk alongside Joseph through the fields near Bethlehem. As we join the expectant father, pacing beneath the stars as he awaits the imminent birth in the nearby stable, we share the thoughts and questions Joseph must have had as he found himself an eyewitness to the Messiah's miraculous arrival. Yes, Joseph wanted to be a father, but he certainly never imagined his baby being born
Sample complete. Ready to continue?